Now, the Midwest of the country has the lowest five-year survival rate for some of the most common cancers compared to the rest of Ireland. The National Cancer Registry of Ireland has published its annual report for 2020 to 2022, which examined cancer rates and survival across new health regions here over 10 years. An average of 9,800 people died each year from cancer during the 2 years from 2020, with one in five deaths due to lung cancer. Professor Deirdre Murray is the director of the Registry, and she joins us this morning from our Cork studio. Professor Murray, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Thanks for being with us. So lung cancer is clearly up there as a very common cancer in men and women. What are the others?
Morning, Audrey. Well, the four main cancers continue to be breast, colorectal, lung and prostate cancer. They comprise more than half of all invasive cancers and, you know, are the main contributors to the cancer burden of illness and disease. Yeah.
And why is prostate so high? Is that age related?
Well, partly it is age related. We are a very rapidly aging country, Audrey. So there has been an exponential increase in testing for prostate cancer since the registry would have begun collecting data back in the 1990s. So it is now the commonest cancer in men.
And what's its survival rate?
That survival rate is extremely high. The average survival rate is well over 90%. The main contributor really to illness and to mortality and death there is stage. So it is important to be caught early. Early stage cancers have excellent outcomes, 100% in 5 years.
Which cancer has the highest survival rate?
Well, it probably is prostate cancer. Okay. Yeah, it probably is prostate cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How close a link is there between your survival rate and where you live and where you're treated for your illness?
Well, I suppose as you know, we have found a variation in survival rates across the country. We looked really at a very robust sample of people diagnosed between 2009 and 2018, and the five of the six regions had the same survival rates, but the Midwest had lower survival for breast, colorectal and for lung cancer. And that's probably due to a number of factors, Audrey. We yet have to disentangle what those factors are, but they would include things like deprivation, socioeconomic poverty causes illness, causes cancer. And we know that the people living in the Midwest have the highest proportion of people living in extreme deprivation. That means you're more likely to develop cancer, you're more likely to present late, and you're more likely to have other illnesses, which limits, you know, those illnesses such as cardiac disease or diabetes will limit your options when it comes to treatment. But as well as the population factors, such as uptake of screening and awareness of symptoms, it is also important that we have equitable healthcare services available to the population. So it'll have to, you know, it's a very wide ranging interventions required to address that inequity. Mm-hmm.
And the cancer centre itself at UHL, University Hospital Limerick, we know the challenges in the rest of that hospital have been well documented. The cancer centre, is it affected at all in terms of staffing pressures or capacity issues?
Well, I wouldn't know that, Audrey. You'd have to ask the HSE those questions, you know. But I suppose our report really refers to the population living in the region, and they would travel to many hospitals around. They're not solely treated in University Hospital Limerick. I suppose the other thing that's important to say is that these are population statistics, and for individuals who are being diagnosed or treated with cancer, these population statistics do not predict precisely their outcomes, because your own genetic profile and tumour biology are the biggest, you know, predictors of how you're going to do yourself. So that's just important for people to know who are listening today.
So what are your overall conclusions about the cancer care, the survival rates in this country and people's prospects once they are diagnosed with their cancer?
Well, the NCRI have been collecting data now for 30 years, Audrey, and we have seen year on year improvements in cancer survival across the country and across the regions. So all regions have experienced that improvement. I suppose we're calling out the Midwest for those three tumours, and I suppose Dublin North, Northeast as well for prostate. You know, there's some variation individually, but all regions have seen improvements. And, you know, again, we hope that those improvements continue in future years.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Professor Deirdre Murray, who is Director of the National Cancer Registry of Ireland, live in our Cork studio.